Panelists on our current affairs program Focus have all agreed that there is the need to reduce the sulfur content in fuel to the barest minimum. The Ghana Standards Authority recently reduced the allowable sulfur content in diesel from 3,000 ppm to 500 ppm with effect from next January. This follows a public outcry after a Swiss NGO Public Eye did a research which showed that multinational companies are supplying Ghana and other African countries with diesel containing sulfur, sometimes 1,000 times the limits allowed in Europe and the USA. A standards officer at the Ghana Standards Authority, Pentrice Macmillan, said there has been a lot of improvement in the quality of fuel imported into the country over the years.
Even though we do agree and we are concerned about the high level of sulfur in diesel now, even though we do agree that we need to get better quality fuel, even though we do agree that, yes, there are problems with the fuel now, there are health challenges that can be caused by it, we also want to acknowledge that we have made improvement. And this needs to be stated clearly. The country has made improvements in the quality of fuel over the years, and not the other way around. We are not getting worse fuel. We are getting better fuel. What the real question you should be asking is, why have we been slower in achieving better quality than the West or the United States and others? You see, from where we sit as a standards development organization, Ghana is a member of the World Trade Organization. Now, we have already signed agreements which indicate that we will not have any technical barriers to trade. Now, what do we mean by this? Now, you can imagine a situation where Ghana says, you know what, for my local refinery, I will have this requirement, but for imports, I shall have requirement B. You are setting two different standards for the country. You are requiring two groups to meet those different requirements. Now, by that TBT agreement, all countries who are members to WTO agree that we will not do such a thing because it creates barriers to trade. That is why when it comes to national standards, in our books, we have no different requirement. Kindly note again that the requirements in the national standards are what we call minimum requirements. It doesn't mean you are required to bring in 3,000 ppm. So some of the BDCs were already importing low levels. In fact, some as low as 50. So anybody can do better than 3,000 ppm.
The head of programs at the African Center for Energy Policy, ICEP, Seji Saji, questioned the rationale for importing high sulfur fuel from countries which have low sulfur requirements nationally.
Our worry was that these products come from the European market where their standards is 10 ppm. So it means that in the production process, they will be producing to meet 10 ppm. We've also found that there's also a process called blending, that those products that we get are blended along the way, either even on the seas, or there are special places that blending takes place to get the required allowable standards for the country that they will deliver the products. So our worry was that if some African countries have taken the lead to reduce this, then it is possible for us to also reduce it, especially when we realize that it has been dropped before. It used to be 5,000 about 3-4 years ago. It used to be 5,000. 2013, it was dropped from 5,000 to 3,000. So it means that it could be reduced further. Your question was, how do we feel
about it?
Because of the health implications. The health implication being the most important. Then secondly, to the effect on the engine of our cars, because there's also research out there that high sulfur content tends to have a damaging effect on the durability of our cars, our engines as well.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus, which looked at the quality of fuel imported into the country.